While Lifetime movies might seem like a tradition as old as cable TV itself, the first one debuted in 1990, 6 years after the network was established. Called Memories of Murder, it centers on a woman with amnesia who suddenly gets her memory back and becomes convinced there's another woman out to get her. Consider it a relatively tame preview of what was to come, as it was followed by tawdry fare such as Abducted, A Father's Love, Coed Call Girl, and numerous other titles. Needless to say, the recipe worked, and the network even set up its own respective channel just for movies. Nowadays, Lifetime movies are commonly divided into a few respective categories: soapy biopics like Harry and Meghan, a royal romance, child abduction stories, thrillers involving family secrets, such as the infamous Mother, May I Sleep with Danger?, teen dramas, and romantic comedies. Aimed primarily at an audience of mostly women, these films come in well below most cinematic standards but still represent a qualitative leap over the network's earliest output. In fact, Lifetime is no stranger to the occasional Emmy nomination or positive review. The network has also become a veritable hub for talented women, both in front of and behind the camera. Many now famous A-list and B-list actors got work in Lifetime movies early in their careers or when they were struggling to break through. Some notable names on this list include Mahershala Ali, Alia Shawkat, Regina King, and Kristen Stewart. And occasionally, Lifetime provides roles for truly great actresses who have trouble finding work in a sexist industry that tends to discard women as they age. See Angela Bassett in Betty and Coretta, and Cicely Tyson in The Trip to Bountiful. Admirable qualities aside, Lifetime movies typically persist as the stuff of pure TV melodrama. These are films people love to hate or hate to love, with precious few exceptions. Most subjects are ripped straight from the headlines and treated with a heavy hand. Every now and then, however, an authentic story slips through the cracks. Examples include Miracle Run and A Girl Like Me, the Gwen Araujo story, both of which offer deft perspectives on important issues. To celebrate these iconic cable fixtures in their cheesiness and glory alike, Stacker used IMDb user ratings data to rank the top 50 Lifetime movies, with ties broken by total votes. To qualify, the movie had to be produced or distributed by Lifetime and have at least 250 user votes. Counting down from number 50, here are the best Lifetime movies. Number 50. Missing at 17, 2013. Director. Doug Campbell. IMDb user rating, 5.8. Runtime, 90 minutes. After running away to find her biological mother, a teen is seduced by a criminal. When the girl never returns home, her adoptive mother sets out to find her. So goes this dramatic thriller, in which both mothers join forces to save the young girl. Number 49. Double Daddy, 2015. Director. Lee Friedlander. IMDb user rating, 5.8. Runtime, 85 minutes. Despite its laugh-out-loud title, this teen movie unfolds in the vein of a soapy drama. The double daddy in question is high school playboy Connor, who impregnates two different girls around the same time. It was later followed by a standalone sequel called, wait for it, Double Mommy, number 48. Half a Dozen Babies, 1999. Director. Douglas Barr. IMDb user rating, 5.9. Runtime, 89 minutes. While struggling to conceive, a married couple partakes in one final round of fertility treatments. This gives way to Indiana's first-ever sextuplets and a host of new problems for both partners. It's all based on the true story of Keith and Becky Dilley. Number 47. My Name is Sarah, 2007. Director. Paul A. Kaufman. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 98 minutes. Her name is Sarah, Jennifer Beals, and she's not a recovering alcoholic, though her fellow Alcoholics Anonymous members are none the wiser. To give up the ruse is to compromise her budding romance with an actual alcoholic named Charlie. Empathic characterization keeps the viewers on Sarah's side throughout this romantic dramedy. Number 46. Hit and Run, 1999. Director. Dan Lerner. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 88 minutes. Margaret Collin returned to her soap opera roots with Hit and Run, playing Joanna, a woman who accidentally hits a girl with her car. She does the right thing at first and flees the scene to get help for the girl. When she returns and sees the reactions of a horrified crowd, however, she stays mum about her role in the accident. Joanna's silence and guilt would soon prove too much for her to bear. Number 45. When Innocence is Lost, 1997. Director, Bethany Rooney. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 91 minutes. Before her breakout performance in the TV series, Felicity, Keri Russell starred in this family drama. Like a soapy take on Kramer vs. Kramer, it finds a young single mother, Russell, fighting for custody over her newborn baby. Expect a pivotal twist as the courtroom battle unfolds. Number 44. Unstable, 2009. Director, Don McBrearty. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 85 minutes. At the heart of this psychological thriller is a wealthy woman named Megan Walker, Shiri Appleby. Still grappling with past trauma, Megan enters into a new and seemingly perfect marriage. When strange events unfold, she must determine whether her husband has ulterior motives or if it's all in her head. Number 43. Not Like Everyone Else, 2006. Director, Tom McLaughlin. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 120 minutes. This Lifetime drama tells the story of Brandy Blackbear, Alia Shawkat, a Native American teenager accused of witchcraft. Suspended from school for casting a spell, Black Bear sues for civil rights violations. As bizarre as it may sound, this one's based on actual events. Number 42. Lies My Mother Told Me, 2005. Director, Christian Duguay. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 87 minutes. Con artist Lauren Sims, Jolie Richardson, violates her probation and skips town with her daughter Haley, Hayden Panettiere. They end up in Las Vegas, where Lauren marries a wealthy attorney. The grim story that follows is loosely based on actual events. Number 41. Bond of Silence, 2010. Director, Peter Werner. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 98 minutes. Ripped straight from the headlines, this small-town drama kicks off with an accidental murder and the air of silence that follows. When a suspect finally emerges, the victim's widow resorts to empathy in lieu of spite. The subsequent bond between these two characters entails themes of compassion and forgiveness. Number 40. Fugitive at 17, 2012. Director, Jim Donovan. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 84 minutes. Lifetime's bottomless fixation with 17-year-old girls finds its muse in computer hacker Holly Hamilton, Marie Avgaropoulos. Framed for the murder of her best friend, Holly goes on the run to catch the real killer. When the movie aired, Avgaropoulos was 9 years older than her on-screen character. Number 39. Montana Sky, 2007. Director, Mike Robe. IMDb user rating, 6.0. Runtime, 96 minutes. A wealthy stock trader bequeaths his Montana farm to his three daughters, who are half-sisters and complete strangers to one another. There's just one catch. The daughters must live on the property together for a year before they can officially own it. This Lifetime drama is one in a long line of Nora Roberts adaptations. Number 38. Bringing Ashley Home, 2011. Director, Nick Copus. IMDb user rating, 6.1. Runtime, 87 minutes. A trouble-laden teen, Jennifer Morrison, goes missing, and her older sister, AJ Cook, is determined to find her. The story unfolds over the course of years and depicts both sisters on their respective journeys. Patricia Richardson, of Home Improvement, co-stars in the drama. Number 37. Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart, 2016. Director, Vondi Curtis Hall. IMDb user rating, 6.1. Runtime, 90 Minutes, a chart-topping song by R&B artist Toni Braxton, became the title of her subsequent memoir and this movie adaptation. Following her meteoric rise to success, the singer battles with lupus, a public divorce, and her son's autism. What emerges is a portrait of perseverance and self-healing for the sake of family. Number 36. Lies in Plain Sight, 2010. Director: Patricia Cardozo. IMDb user rating: 6.1. Runtime: 89 minutes. After the sudden suicide of her close cousin, a blind woman, Martha Higuereta, goes looking for answers. During the investigation, she uncovers a dark past of long-buried secrets. The movie is a remake of the 2006 Israeli film, Out of Sight. Number 35. Dear Secret Santa, 2013. Director: Peter Sullivan. IMDb user rating: 6.1. Runtime: 88 minutes. A busy Beverly Hills banker, Tatiana Ali, comes home for the holidays in this romantic Christmas comedy. The plot takes a twist when she starts receiving mysterious letters from a secret admirer, who may very well be dead. Has her wish to find true love actually been fulfilled? Number 34. Expecting Amish, 2014. Director: Richard Gabe. IMDb user rating: 6.1. Runtime: 88 minutes. An 18-year-old Amish girl, AJ Mashaka, is on the brink of an arranged marriage when she discovers the world outside her community. Now, she must choose between two different men and the different lifestyles they represent. Contrary to the film's depiction, the Amish don't actually practice arranged marriages. Number 33. Starving in Suburbia, 2014. Director: Tara Mealy. IMDb user rating: 6.1. Runtime: 84 minutes. As the title would suggest, this Lifetime drama examines the ongoing threat of anorexia among teenage girls. It centers on 17-year-old Hannah, who takes her eating disorder to dangerous extremes. Viewers appear to be divided as to whether the movie delivers an authentic depiction or actually romanticizes the very thing it's trying to demystify. Number 32. Jodi Arias, Dirty Little Secret, 2013. Director: Jace Alexander. IMDb user rating: 6.2. Runtime: 89 minutes. Lifetime snagged the rights to a headline-grabbing murder case and brought forth this tawdry romantic thriller. It tells the true story of aspiring photographer Jodi Arias, who stands accused of brutally killing her former lover. While completely dramatized, the movie does incorporate elements from the actual trial. Number 31. Kept Woman, 2015. Director: Michelle Paulette. IMDb user rating: 6.2. Runtime: 83 minutes. This dramatic thriller peels back the layers of suburbia to find something bleak and dangerous lying underneath. Upon moving into her new home, a woman, Courtney Ford, quickly becomes suspicious of her kind neighbor. Despite her instincts, she's soon lured into a twisted trap. Number 30. The Trials of Kate McCall, 2013. Director: Karen Moncrief. IMDb user rating: 6.2. Runtime: 89 minutes. After failing to find an audience elsewhere, this film was picked up by Lifetime and aired in 2013. Kate Beckinsale plays disgraced lawyer Kate McCall, who takes on a pro bono appeal to regain both her credentials and the custody of her daughter. An apparent case of wrongful conviction delivers unexpected twists as the drama unfolds. Nick Nolte and James Cromwell also star. Number 29. For One Night, 2006. Director: Ernest R. Dickerson. IMDb user rating: 6.3. Runtime: 89 minutes. A Georgia town experiences a long overdue reckoning in this Lifetime drama, loosely inspired by actual events. Fed up with her high school's segregated prom policy, teen Brianna McAllister, played by Raven Simone, advocates for change. It may come as a surprise that the story takes place in 2002. Number 28. Betty and Coretta, 2013. Director: Yves Simoneau. IMDb user rating: 6.3. Runtime: 88 minutes. from the director of Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, comes this biographical drama with still pressing themes. After the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, widows Coretta Scott King, Angela Bassett, and Dr. Betty Shabazz, Mary J. Blige, continue the fight for racial justice. Both stars were nominated for Women's Image Network Awards, with Bassett taking home the prize. Number 27. Taken Back. Finding Haley, 2012. Director, Mark Jean. IMDb user rating, 6.3. Runtime, 85 minutes. No stranger to the premise, Lifetime released yet another missing child movie in 2012. This time around, a mother named Karen, Moira Kelly, goes to drastic extremes in her decade-long pursuit of the truth. She finally tracks down her daughter in a schoolyard, or is it merely someone who looks like her daughter? Number 26. Reviving Ophelia, 2010. Director, Bobby Roth. IMDb user rating, 6.3. Runtime, 92 minutes. Based on Mary Piffer's nonfiction book of the same name, this drama chronicles the trials and tribulations of two sisters and their teenage daughters. Wrapped up in the narrative is a taut examination of modern adolescence. Like the book before it, the movie argues that many teens still come of age in a girl-poisoning culture. Number 25. Love at the Christmas Table, 2012. Director, Rachel Lee Goldenberg. IMDb user rating, 6.4. Runtime, 89 minutes. What better time than Christmas for two close friends to fall in love? Those friends are Sam and Kat, and their bond goes back decades to when they used to sit at the kids' table. To quote the movie's tagline, it was love with every bite. Number 24. Cruel Instruction, 2022. Director, Stanley M. Brooks. IMDb user rating, 6.5. Runtime, 88 minutes. Based on a true story, Cruel Instruction, features, Real Housewives of Atlanta, star and model Cynthia Bailey as a mom who sends her teen daughter to a treatment center that turns out to be more sinister than helpful. Emmy-winning actress Cameron Manheim stars as the abusive school's corrupt headmistress. Number 23. The Pregnancy Project, 2012. Director, Norman Buckley. IMDb user rating, 6.5. Runtime, 89 minutes. Witness the true story of Gabby Rodriguez, played by Alexa Peña Vega, who grabbed headlines in 2011 for her high school senior project. Determined to expose the stigmas surrounding teen pregnancy, Rodriguez pretended to be pregnant herself. Her experiment is the subject of both this Lifetime drama and a memoir. Number 22. Girl, Positive, 2007. Director, Peter Werner. IMDb user rating, 6.5. Runtime, 88 minutes. High school teen Rachel Sandler, Andrea Bowen, appears to have a perfect life and a promising future. But everything changes when she discovers that a former fling, who has since died in a car accident, was HIV positive. Beverly Hills, 90,210 inches alum Jenny Garth co-stars as a substitute teacher who's been secretly grappling with the very same disease. Number 21. Odd Girl Out, 2005. Director, Tom McLaughlin. IMDb user rating, 6.5. Runtime, 84 minutes. Hot on the heels of 2004's Mean Girls, came this similar-sounding TV movie, in which a teen girl flirts with the object of someone else's affection. Now in the crosshairs, she suffers relentless bullying as a result. The book it adapted likewise brought the overlooked issue of teenage girl bullying to much wider attention. Number 20. Fighting the Odds. The Marilyn Gambrell Story, 2005. Director, Andy Woke. IMDb user rating, 6.6. Runtime, 120 minutes. Jamie Gertz plays former parole officer Marilyn Gambrill in this biographical drama. Inspired by first-hand experience, Gambrill launches a nonprofit to help the children of incarcerated parents. In real life, both the program and Gambrill were featured on an episode of the ABC reality series, Secret Millionaire. Number 19. Little Girl Lost. The Delamar Vera Story, 2008. Director, Paul A. Kaufman. IMDb User Rating, 6.6. Runtime, 89 minutes. This fact-based melodrama has all the ingredients for a formulaic Lifetime movie, including a missing child and a desperate mother. What's surprising is the earnest and authentic delivery, according to one Hollywood Reporter review. It's based on the shocking true story of Delamar Vera, a baby who was presumed dead in a fire but actually kidnapped. Number 18. Abducted. The Carlina White Story, 2012. Director, Vondi Curtis Hall. IMDb User Rating, 6.6. Runtime, 86 minutes. Culling from another true abduction story, this drama puts a slight twist on the standard template. Instead of focusing on the mother, it centers on the kidnapped baby turned young adult. It's only 23 years later when Carlina White realizes the people who raised her aren't her biological parents. Number 17. The Wronged Man, 2010. Director, Tom McLaughlin. IMDb User Rating, 6.6. Runtime, 85 minutes. Based on a magazine article of the same name, this legal drama depicts the 22-year battle to clear an innocent man of false rape charges. The man's name is Calvin Willis, and he's played by then-rising star Mahershala Ali. For both Willis and his pro bono paralegal, Julia Ormond, it's a life-changing journey from which an unbreakable friendship is forged. Number 16. No One Would Tell, 1996. Director, Noel Nosik. IMDb User Rating, 6.6. Runtime, 96 minutes. Sitcom stars Fred Savage and Candace Cameron Bure headline this made-for-TV drama, which chronicles an abusive high school relationship. What starts as an unlikely romance takes on deadly dimensions when the boyfriend, Savage, reveals his darker side. Lifetime updated the movie with a 2018 remake starring Shannen Doherty and Mira Sorvino. Number 15. The Memory Keeper's Daughter, 2008. Director, Mick Jackson. IMDb User Rating, 6.6. Runtime, 90 minutes. One of Lifetime's most ambitious efforts adapts a best-selling novel and stars Dermot Mulroney as Dr. David Henry. Upon discovering that one of his twin babies has Down syndrome, David gives her away to a nurse, Emily Watson, in 1964. The following story takes place over decades as he tries to reconcile with both his abandoned daughter and his selfish deed. Number 14. Mom at 16, 2005. Director, Peter Werner. IMDb User Rating, 6.6. Runtime, 90 minutes. Lifetime once again explores teenage pregnancy in this 2005 film about 16-year-old JC Jeffries, Danielle Panabaker. After giving birth, JC attends a new high school and tries to blend in with the local populace. To hide her secret, she pretends that her daughter is actually her younger sister. Number 13. Cleveland Abduction, 2015. Director, Alex Kalamnios. IMDb User Rating, 6.6. Runtime, 88 minutes. This merciless outing tells the true story of Michelle Knight, who was held captive by rapist Ariel Castro for over 11 years. Taryn Manning plays the struggling survivor and Raymond Cruz her sadistic abductor. Variety critic Brian Lowry called it ugly, brutal, and hard to watch. Number 12. Don Anna, 2005. Director, Arliss Howard. IMDb User Rating, 6.8. Runtime, 88 minutes. Deborah Winger plays real-life mother Dawn Anna Townsend in this harrowing drama. While recovering from a deadly brain disease, Dawn loses one of her daughters to the Columbine High School massacre. Be sure to bring out the tissues for this one. Number 11. Living Proof, 2008. Director, Dan Ireland. IMDb user rating, 6.8. Runtime, 125 minutes. Clocking in at over 2 hours, this biographical drama follows Dr. Dennis Slamon, Harry Connick Jr., on his quest to cure breast cancer. The real-life Dr. Slamon hoped that the viewers took away the importance of philanthropic donations and trial volunteers. Regina King, Jennifer Coolidge, Amanda Bynes, Tammy Blanchard, and Angie Harmon co-star. Number 10. Buried in Barstow, 2022. Directors, Howard Deutsch, Hiro Koda. IMDb user rating, 6.8. Runtime, 85 minutes. She's a former assassin. She's a single mom. She's Angie Harmon of Law and Order, playing Hazel King, a woman who just wants to leave her murdering days behind but keeps getting pulled back in. Number 9. The Gabby Douglas Story, 2014. Director, Greg Champion. IMDb user rating, 6.9. Runtime, 86 minutes. Meet Gabby Douglas, played by Imani Hakim and Sydney Michaela at different ages, the first woman of color to win gold in the women's all-around gymnastics competition in the Olympics. This acclaimed biopic highlights the sacrifices she made when going from gifted prodigy to global champion. It was nominated for 4 NAACP Image Awards. Number 8. The Trip to Bountiful, 2014. Director, Michael Wilson. IMDb user rating, 7.0. Runtime, 102 minutes. The late Cicely Tyson received an Emmy nomination for her performance in The Trip to Bountiful, as the elderly and overprotected Carrie Watts, who makes an impromptu journey to her former hometown. Both this movie and a previous Oscar-winning film are based on Horton Foote's 1953 play of the same name. Number 7. Amish Grace, 2010. Director, Greg Champion. IMDb user rating, 7.0. Runtime, 89 minutes. When a school shooting harms a small Amish community in 2006, resulting in the death of 5 young girls. Rather than demonstrate hatred, the community showed compassion and forgiveness instead. The film, starring Kimberly Williams-Paisley as a grief-stricken mother, tells their story. Number 6. For the Love of a Child, 2006. Director, Douglas Barr. IMDb user rating, 7.1. Runtime, 80 minutes. This historical drama tracks the creation of Child Help USA, a real-life charity that helps victims of child abuse. Through a series of flashbacks, it tells the story of two world-traveling entertainers turned nonprofit pioneers. Also depicted is the journey of Jacob Fletcher, who comes to the organization seeking help as a young boy. Number 5. Homeless to Harvard. The Liz Murray Story, 2003. Director, Peter Levin. IMDb user rating, 7.2. Runtime, 104 minutes. Based on the real-life exploits of its title character, this inspiring biopic follows Liz Murray, Thora Birch, as she flees from an abusive home and lives on the streets. After losing her mother due to complications from AIDS, Murray turns her life around for good. Not only does she complete high school, but she ends up getting into one of the country's most prestigious universities. Number 4. Speak, 2004. Director, Jessica Schartzer. IMDb user rating, 7.2. Runtime, 89 minutes. April, Twilight, Kristen Stewart stars alongside Elizabeth Perkins in this award-winning drama. Based on a best-selling YA novel, it follows a selective mute teenager, Stewart, as she comes of age in the wake of a traumatic event. It premiered at the Sundance Film Festival before arriving on the Lifetime Network. Number 3. Miracle Run, 2004. Director, Greg Champion. IMDb user rating, 7.3. Runtime, 120 minutes. This Emmy-nominated drama finds a single mother, Mary Louise Parker, struggling to raise two autistic twins. Her personal ordeal provides a broader examination of the stigmas surrounding autism. Zac Efron stars as twin Stephen Morgan, one of his earliest screen roles. Number 2. A Girl Like Me. The Gwen Araujo Story, 2006. Director, Agnieszka Holland. IMDb user rating, 7.4. Runtime, 88 minutes. This prescient and tragic drama tells the true story of Gwen Araujo, portrayed here by J.D. Pardo. A transgender teen, Araujo was brutally murdered by four drunken men in 2002. The film won Outstanding Movie for Television at the 2007 GLAAD Media Awards. Number 1. Gracie's Choice, 2004. Director, Peter Werner. IMDb user rating, 7.4. Runtime, 90 minutes. When their mother is sent to jail, 17-year-old Gracie, Kristen Bell, does whatever it takes to keep her remaining family intact. Her turbulent story is partially based on a Reader's Digest article about a real-life person. Anne Heche earned a Primetime Emmy nomination for her performance as the drug-addicted mother.